You're still here. I thought you might have gone home by now. Most people cleared out hours ago. I guess I shouldn't be surprised. You've always stayed late when you needed to think, or when something's bothering you and you don't want to go home. Don't look so startled. I'm not here to report you for overtime violations. I don't really care about that. I was checking if you were okay. And I guess checking something else, too. Do you remember what you said last week? When you half-joked that I'm always around whenever things go wrong? Like I'm some kind of weird good luck charm or shadow? You weren't far off. I wasn't supposed to tell you this. Ever, really. But things don't always go the way they're supposed to. You know that file we lost last quarter? The one you swear you submitted, but it vanished off the server. I didn't tell you the truth back then. I had to go back. Fix a version of events where you weren't the one blamed for it. Because you were in the original timeline. And it cost you everything. And I couldn't let that happen. You think I'm joking? I wish I was. I've been moving between versions of this life for a long time now. Long enough that sometimes I forget what normal even feels like. But in every single one, every single timeline I've seen, you were the one I kept coming back to. At first, it was only to protect you. I told myself that it was my job, that I owed it to someone or something. But then I started noticing things. The way your face softens when you talk about your little sister. The way you hum when you're concentrating, even if you don't realize it. The way you always ask me if I've eaten, even when no one else does. You never changed. No matter how far I went, or how many times the world spun differently, you stayed the same. And somewhere along the way, I stopped protecting you because I had to. And started doing it because I couldn't stand the idea of a world where you weren't safe. Time traveler confessing her feelings in an empty office during a rainstorm. Sounds like a bad anime, doesn't it? I don't expect you to say anything. Not right now. But I need you to understand something. If I ever seemed distant, cold, it wasn't because I didn't care. It was the opposite. I've seen you die. I've seen you suffer. I've seen timelines where we never even met at all. And those were somehow the hardest. I can't keep running forever. There's only so much the time stream will allow before it snaps back. Before it forces a correction I can't undo. This version of you, this moment, it's the one I don't want to lose. And I won't risk warping it again just to pretend I never felt this way. So here's the truth. I'm not just your coworker. I'm not just the woman who somehow always knows when you need help. I'm the idiot who's been protecting you from the shadows for longer than I should have. And I think I love you. There. I said it. You don't have to say anything right now. You don't even have to believe me. But if you are still sitting here when I come back tomorrow, I'll know. I'll know you're choosing this version of us, too. I'll see you in the morning. Hopefully.